I started painting probably 10 years ago. I was a student of Tom's. I took a drawing class with him. That's how I started getting into art. And it just kind of went from there. I started painting a year after I took the drawing class with him and started entering shows, and it just kind of became a part of me. So,
all right. And so, Tom, obviously now we know that you were her professor at one point, but give us a little bit about your background as well.
I teach a professor art at Lincoln Land. I've been there, this is going on probably the 14th year. Amanda took my class back in the day. It was a drawing, I believe drawing one, a night class. And we kind of met each other through that and didn't realize that she was who she was. I grew up with her family, which is kind of interesting, in the same geographical area. We come from very similar backgrounds. Our parents were like best friends, and I grew up with all of her uncles as some of my best friends. This closeness that we have, probably just through a family tradition, kind of grew into a student mentor position. And at this point, she then becomes my collaborator.
And so, Amanda, your artwork has a very hyper-realistic look to it, though the settings that you create are definitely unique. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind them.
I mean, the inspiration is pretty personal. I mean, everything that I paint is pretty much, it pretty much comes from my life. So I will take objects that are personally symbolic, but also that I think have a universal feel to them, and kind of juxtapose them or put them in positions or make them a part of a situation that is just unique to me. But I think, too, like I said, they have a universal feel to them. So whenever the viewer sees them, you know, it's really cool to hear what their take is on it, because it could be completely different, but it also really informs my work. You know, I'll listen to stories and I'll just kind of be like, yeah, you know, I totally get that. So it comes from a very personal place, I would say.
And Tom mentioned you started by taking one of his drawing classes, but tell us what mediums you mostly work in these days.
I only work in oil right now. So, and that's all I've ever worked in.
Okay, and Tom, let's talk a little bit about your subject matter. Your pieces here are very colorful, obviously, maybe a little bit more fantastical. Could you tell us a little bit about your subject matter and how you come up with your pieces?
I'd say first, stylistically, I used to work, my work was very realistic, and I kind of came away from that. This is something that Amanda does, is something similar to what I used to do, the style-wise, but I just got to a point where I found it to be somewhat limiting to the subject matter I tried to do, because a lot of my images are metaphorical. I always describe them as, you know, basically the visual equivalent of funk music, and they're loud, they're proud, they scream, they belch, they have onomatopoeias running around in them. It's kind of interesting that my work has evolved into what I would say is, you know, that stylized kind of crazy funk, you know, look to it. But deep down inside, though, metaphorically, I think her and I share almost the exact same things. So not to overcompensate what she said, but I do know that her work is personal as well as mine. I guess I'm much more like a voyeur than I am I'm pulling things that are, you know, so dear to my heart out. But my things are much more, like I said, voyeuristic. I translate basically themes of stories, much like what we did with the Sacrosanct.
Well, and dive in a little bit to the theme of this exhibit and, you know, explain a little bit about it and also why you guys thought working together would be ideal for this.
Actually, the idea for Sacrosanct came from Tom. When we were first talking about collaborating, he said, you know, why don't we do the Stations of the Cross? And at the time, it seemed really perfect because, you know, as he said before, we both have similar backgrounds. We both grew up in rural Illinois. You know, we have shared family experiences, and we were also raised Catholic. And so, you know, that's something that it's been a part of our lives for so long that it just becomes kind of ingrained in your DNA. And, you know, it's a very intriguing subject matter, too, I think. So I was all on board for it.
When I was thinking of something that Amanda and I could come together and do as a collaboration, this made sense, because when you're born into Catholicism, and I use no heretical statement here, it's like saying I'm Italian or I'm Irish, which I am, so I can say that. But this, when you're born into Catholicism, it's very ritualistic. So everything you grow up seeing before you can even talk. We attended different churches, but in the same, we went to Catholic school. We learned the doctrine. We learned the ritual. And so I remember that as a child, the Stations of the Cross were physically there around you all the time. And the menagerie of the Catholic Church pageantry is always around you. So even if you zoned out during Mass, or you always had something to look at, especially. I think that had a lot to do with me becoming a visual artist, because I was constantly immersed in visual images all around me all the time. So this kind of made sense to do. And it's also, I think, I don't want to use the word gutsy, but I do think it's a topic that wasn't really in a comfort zone because of its spiritual nature as well as religious doctrine. So we kind of approached this with a caution that it would be something that we really didn't see what each other did. Now we're going back 9 months. 9 months to a year almost working on this. And so Amanda and I, in those 9 months, we met periodically, but we never saw each other's work. Not for any other reason other than we respect each other's privacy. So when we came together, it was really interesting to see this, how it fit so well together. And I think that's a testimony of what I said with how we grew up. It's ingrained in you, like she said, in your DNA, and it is. So it was an interesting topic.
Did you take kind of a critical look here? I mean, obviously this isn't a literal exhibit when it comes to doing pieces about Catholicism. Where did the reflection come from, I guess?
Well, for me, because most of my paintings, as I said before, are really personal, it was an issue of relatability for me. So, you know, I looked at the stations. Most of the research that I did was based on meditations that were provided by the Vatican. And so in looking at those, I would take out pieces of the meditations and say, okay, well, how can I apply this to me? Because really it was just about how can I make each station something that means something to me, something that's relatable beyond just religious meaning. So that's kind of where my approach to it came from.